it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of New Horizons, the weekly program from Blind Citizens Australia. I'm Vaughan Bennison, thanks for your company. This week we talked to Crystal Keller about the forum that we've been talking about for several weeks, and that forum is a group discussion between Blind Citizens Australia and Blind Citizens New South Wales. Crystal, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Firstly, can you start by telling us a bit about yourself? I don't think you've been on New Horizons before, have you?
I don't think so. Anyway, I'll introduce myself. So I'm Crystal, I live in Sydney, and I have a five-year-old son, myself and my partner. We're both blind. I've been a member of Blind Citizens Australia for quite a while.
And you've been blind all your life, I take it?
So I lost my sight through retinoblastoma, which is a type of childhood eye cancer. So I was about 2.5.
Okay.
So I lost my vision, yeah, pretty much all my life. For the last 6 months or so, I've been working as a peer coordinator at People with Disability Australia. And basically what that role is organising peer groups and helping, supporting already established peer groups for people who are blind and vision impaired and for people who are deafblind in New South Wales to get more information and prepare for the NDIS and just to share information and knowledge with each other and go through that whole process together, because it's starting to roll out across some parts of New South Wales from July this year, and then I think the rest of Sydney will be July and the rest of New South Wales will be from July next year. So I have a couple of groups coming up. There's one for people who are deafblind living in group homes on the 20th of May. And then I have another one at Vision Australia for people who are blind or vision impaired on the 6th of May. So that's a Friday night. So that's good fun. I'm getting to meet lots of different people through that, and we're all sort of learning together, because as I'm sure you're aware, Vaughan, and everybody else will be, that it's an ever-changing thing, this NDIS. As soon as you think you've worked it out, they go and introduce something else. So constantly having to keep on top of all that. But it's good. I think hopefully once it's all in place and everybody knows what they're doing, it'll be a real advantage, I think, for people to be able to just, you know, direct their own supports in the way that they need, rather than having to just rely on what's there. And hopefully it'll do all the things it says it's going to do. So far, the things I've heard have been good from a lot of the stories I've heard coming out of the Hunter Valley and that sort of stuff. There's been some good things. So I'm excited about it anyway.
Mm. Yeah, well, we're hopeful that that things will continue to improve. Are those groups going to be ongoing, or are there still places available in those groups?
Yeah, there's lots of places still available. It's just whoever wants to show up. So if you give me a call either at our Blind Citizens New South Wales office. We'll be running four groups from the first Friday of each month. So the first one's on the 6th of May, and then the first Friday of each month after that. And yeah, if you want to find out more about it or register, you can email me at crystalk@pwd.org.au or give us a call at the Blind Citizens NSW office.
And I'll give those contact details again at the end of the program. Now, you're currently serving in the role of Executive Officer to Blind Citizens New South Wales. How long have you worked there, and what does that entail?
Well, I've only been there for just coming up on 6 weeks. This will be my sixth week in the job.
Oh, so it's a new appointment then.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks. So, yeah, it's been a big learning curve, but it's been great fun. I've been involved with Blind Citizens New South Wales for about a year. I've known about their existence for much longer than that, but got onto the management committee last year and learned a lot about what the organisation was doing, and really got excited about some of the work that they're wanting to do. And when the position became available, I thought I'd just give it a shot. And so mostly what the job involves at the moment is running the office and organising our social group that we have on a Thursday, and trying to extend that a bit, trying to get some more members involved, And yeah, just generally running the organisation, advocacy work, and whatever's needed, really. We're in a pretty exciting time, I think, with all the changes to how disability services and support are provided. So trying to keep on top of all that with the NDIS and ILC, and learning a bit more about my aged care as well, so we can support our older members through all that transition as well. So very exciting.
Yeah, they're big issues, aren't they? I used to have some dealing with Blind Citizens New South Wales back when it was the Association of Blind Citizens in that wonderful Shirley House in Burwood. I understand that doesn't exist anymore.
No, they sold that, I think, in 2012. And so at the moment we're just renting space off Vision Australia, so that's nice and convenient. We've got a nice little space there. It's just a little bit further up the road, so it's still very easy to get to.
Now, tell us, there's a forum coming up on the 30th of April that Blind Citizens New South Wales is running in conjunction with BCA. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, so I guess there's a lot of crossover, at least in Sydney, with the membership. There's a lot of people who are members of both. And so we just want to try and discuss with the membership whether they think it's a good idea and how they see it working if the two organisations were to work a bit more closely together on things, so that we can support our membership in New South Wales or both organisations. So, yeah, the forum's on the 30th of April. It's at the Life Without Barriers boardroom, which is 107 Pitt Street in Sydney, level 6, 107 Pitt Street in Sydney. We've organised for some people to meet our members that are coming at Wynyard Station. That's the closest station, and so they'll assist people to get up there. It's very close. And, yeah, we'll just have a chat for a couple of hours. Emma, who's the president of BCA, is coming up, and Graham is the president of Blind Citizens New South Wales. He's going to be there as well. And so they'll chair the discussion, and we'll just find out what our membership thinks about the two organisations working more closely together and how they see that happening.
What do you see as being the key advantages to such a closer working relationship?
Well, we'd be able to potentially pool our resources a bit more, so we'd be able to do more with what we've got. The BCA members who aren't members of Blind Citizens New South Wales would have somebody on the ground here that could work with them on things, and also working on bigger advocacy issues as well. I think I could, because in our office there's myself and Linda, who's our admin lady. She's great, but there's only the two of us. So I think, yeah, if we could just pool our resources and work a bit more closely together, we'd probably be able to get a lot more done.
Mm. And do you see that there are any disadvantages?
I can't really see any, but this is what the conversation's going to flush out, I suppose. I'm the type of person to look at all the positives. So, we definitely want to hear from anyone who can see any negatives so we can weigh those up as well.
Mm.
And I'm sure Emma and Graham would have flushed it out a bit more too. So,
and I'm sure that there are teleconference facilities available as well if you can't actually be at the forum.
Yeah, so we're going to be streaming it from the BCA page and from the BCNSW page. So people can go to either of those sites to listen in, and they can obviously tweet or text message. There'll be all those details up there, so we'll get the feedback from those people. But if you did want to join by teleconference, you can just send an email to myself, which is executive@bcnsw.org.au, and we can put you on the list for the conferencing facility and send you the details early next week when I have them.
Crystal, tell us, it's just under a week out from the forum as we speak. How many people have you got registered so far?
At the moment, there's about 30 people registered, and it's been great because we've also got some people coming from regional areas of New South Wales as well. And so if there is anybody else who's interested in coming, there is a bit of assistance for you to get there if you contact Kate at BCA. So she's in the Melbourne office of BCA. If you contact her, she can help you with that. So we really do want to have as many of our membership, you know, represented there as possible. So it's great that there's some people coming from more regional areas as well, not just people in Sydney.
Yeah, because BCNSW covers the whole of New South Wales, doesn't it?
Yeah, the whole of New South Wales and ACT.
Mm.
So yeah, we really want to draw those people in a bit more and work with our regional members as well. Yeah, just to add to a little bit more information about the day, we're going to be catering lunch on the day, so that's great. But then afterwards, anyone who wants to stick around and just catch up with their friends if they haven't seen them for a while or wants to spend some more time in the CBD, we've booked the upstairs lounge area at the Angel Hotel as well, so it'd be nice to go back there and just catch up with each other and have more of an informal chat about things. Yeah, have a drink. So that'd be fun.
All right, well, Crystal, thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
And I wish you all the luck with the forum, and we'll no doubt hear from you in the coming weeks as to how it went and what the decision was made. Are you expecting a decision to be made at this forum?
I don't really know. Yeah, I don't know. I would hope that we get some good discussion out of it. But it's probably something we'll have to put to the membership of both organisations.
And that was Crystal Keller, the Executive Officer of Blind Citizens New South Wales. Now, next week on the program, we'll be talking to Leah Van Poppel, who's the CEO of Blind Citizens Australia. She's going to tell us about what's been happening over the last few months and what's going to be happening in the future. But this is something else we've been talking about for the last few weeks on the program. Leah joins us now. We've been plugging for some weeks now the communications survey that BCA is running for its own communication outlets. How's that been going?
That's been going really well. We've got over 130 responses, but we'd still like to see more, because what we want to be able to do from this is look at the different audiences that we might have, the different ways that we communicate, the different things that people want to hear us talk about. And make sure that we're really targeting what we tell people. And in particular, just looking at the statistics as I was tonight, I see that there's not been a lot of response from people under the age of 35. So if you're under 35 and you want to tell BCA what it is you'd like to see more of, then please go and fill out our survey. You'll find the link to it on our website.
And I understand it's for members and non-members alike. Is that correct?
That's correct. So you don't have to be a member of BCA. And in fact, I mean, if you're listening to New Horizons, that's one of BCA's methods of communication. But you don't have to be super familiar with our communications. You might just listen to New Horizons. And if that's all you do, we still want to hear from you about what you find valuable in terms of this lovely radio show.
And you've got until the 30th of April to get that done, so make sure you have a look at the BCA website and follow the link to the communication survey so that we all know what we can focus on. Leah Van Poppel, CEO of Blind Citizens Australia. And if you wish to register your name for that forum on the 30th of April, then you can get in touch with Crystal and her team, and their phone number at Blind Citizens New South Wales is 02 9744 1516. That's 02 9744 1516. If you'd like to find out about the communications survey, then you can get in touch with Blind Citizens Australia by emailing bca@bca.org.au. or by calling 1-800-033-660. That number again, 1-800-033-660. If you want to get in touch with me with some feedback on New Horizons, email new.horizons@bca.org.au. new.horizons@bca.org.au. I'll be happy to hear from you. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Next week, we continue that discussion with Leah Van Poppel, the CEO of Blind Citizens Australia. Until then, take care.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.